T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 10:04 on The Fan and a very good Monday morning to you. The Midday Show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here. Of course, the 1 o'clock CMB comes your way. Matt Casey, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. And an interesting weekend in sports. How about this news? I was stunned this morning when I got up and I heard, before we get to all the baseball and the NBA and all of that. Oh, that's right. It's the Black Bear Stoops. How could I forget? We're live and in color, in living color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. I was stunned when I heard Harris say about David Ortiz getting shot down in the Dominican.
Well, yeah.
How about that?
I don't think we ever expect to hear news like that. You know, this person was shot, and there's video of it that's all over the internet right now.
I have not seen that. They got video of it?
Yeah, and it's crazy me sitting there at a table at this bar with, I assume, a bunch of friends, some family members.
Okay.
And a guy gets off his motorcycle, runs into this bar, and clearly was out to get David Ortiz. It wasn't one of those random shootings.
Right.
And shot him in the back. The bullet apparently went through him and through his stomach.
So he didn't even see the guy coming at him.
No. And then everyone at the bar proceeded to beat the living daylights out of the shooter.
Right.
They tackled him. They beat him up. So the shooter's captured. They're going to question him and find out.
Right.
What was the motivation behind this? Because it's not a robbery. You're not just shooting someone randomly and then running away. How's that a robbery?
Yeah.
So it's
almost
a bizarre...
sounds like a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
It does sound that way.
Right? That's what it sounds like.
So it's a bizarre story. It's a scary story. Thank God that he's okay. And by okay, we mean he's going to live.
Right.
But
he had
to have surgery.
Right.
I read this morning he has to have his gallbladder removed. So I was Googling how is life without a gallbladder. And from what I read, it's normal, so that's okay.
Yep.
And you just feel terrible. I mean, say what you want about him as a baseball player or whatever. I mean, he's a human being. He doesn't deserve to be shot while sitting at a nightclub in the Dominican Republic, and we just hope for the best for Poppy.
No doubt.
We're all fans of Poppy today because from a human standpoint, this is scary as hell.
It's terrible, and it's like craziness going on there now, too, because that story from some hotel down there where like a two or three different guests had died in this hotel down in the Dominican. I mean, it's nuts.
Well, it's not the safest place in the world. David Ortiz apparently owns a home, still spends a lot of time there, also spends a lot of time in Miami. And trust me, I understand that when you're from somewhere, you want to go back and visit.
Sure.
But when
family there, I'm sure he's got a lot of family there.
No doubt. I see it from my in-laws. My in-laws are from Mexico. They would love to go back and visit. Not live, but visit. And they won't. And they won't because it's dangerous. It's a simple thing.
I understand.
It's dangerous.
Sure.
And it's dangerous to go back to the DR, especially when you're a target. And we know the story about Wilson Ramos. Wilson Ramos was kidnapped.
Yeah.
Now, this is obviously apparently a different story.
Wilson Ramos was Venezuela, right?
That was Venezuela. Right. He is from Venezuela.
Right.
You've heard a lot about that in Venezuela.
Yeah. Yep.
Where you'll be kidnapped or your family will be kidnapped.
Right.
And they try to extort money out of you.
Sure. Well, these guys are targets. They're major league players. They know they got money. And you know, they're high-profile guys. And they're a target.
No question. So I'm just so happy that David is going to survive this.
Yep.
I think we're all happy about that, obviously. And what was the motivation?
Yeah.
And I think we'll get an answer because, like I mentioned, the guy's been captured.
Right.
And they're going to interrogate the you-know-what out of him.
Sure.
And, you know, maybe we'll get an answer. Hopefully we get an answer on what happened. But just so happy to hear that David Ortiz is okay, because that's a scary thing.
And really shocking when I heard that this morning. It really was.
No doubt. You know, the Yankees had a bad road trip. I don't think there's any denying it. They lose 2 out of 3 to Toronto. They lose 2 out of 3 to Cleveland. They go 2-4. No one should celebrate that. But the Yankees avoided what would have been an out-and-out disaster, because if they had gotten swept by the Indians and had completed a 1-5 road
especially
trip.
Especially when they had a 5-0 lead in the game.
Yes.
Let's not forget that.
And they blow a 5-0 lead and then a 6-5 lead in the ninth inning.
Right, with the error. With the, it looked like the game was over.
No question. And Didi Gregorius, who was inserted for defense, is the guy that makes the error. That would have been, on so many levels, a horrible loss. And I think the way you've got to look at this road trip, as the Yankees dust themselves off and they get ready for the Mets, probably tomorrow, let's be honest. The weather looks awful tonight.
And if they're going to rain it out.
Yeah.
Don't mess around. Just rain it out. I think they both have an off day Wednesday, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Just make it a Wednesday game.
It seems logical.
Yeah, and Wednesday is supposed to be very nice, by the way.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is supposed to be nice after the morning, and then Wednesday is supposed to be nice all day. Just do the right thing.
It makes perfect sense.
Yep.
But the Yankees over the weekend, and in this series against Toronto, you know what happened? They're not playing good baseball. This happens to all teams. And it looks like if they could turn it around now against the Mets and White Sox, they've survived it. Because it could have been worse. I think that's the way you got to look at it. It could have been a lot worse. And I know it was frustrating because in game one, they have a 2-0 lead. They watch that go away. Game two, they have a 2-0 lead. They watch that go away. They have a 5-0 lead, like you mentioned, in this game.
Yep.
They watch that go away. If the worst stretch you're going to have is losing 4 out of 6, overall it's 5 out of 7 if you want to go back further, that's not the end of the world.
No.
Because all teams are going to have struggles like this. I think the fear that I'd have about the Yankees is two things. Domingo Germán goes down with this hip injury.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, the Yankees can't stay healthy. There's another injury they've got to deal with. And I know Germán has been much more human over the last few weeks. And who knows? Maybe it's because of the hip. You know, it comes out, oh, he actually had this for a while. He didn't complain about it. Who the heck knows? I don't know how much it affected him. But I'll tell you the other thing that's a big deal. Dellin Betances having a setback. That's a big deal, Joe, because we saw it the other day with Tommy Kahnle. We've seen it with Zach Britton a few performances ago. These bullpen arms have been great, no question. It's okay for them to be human, but they are worked to the bone.
They have been.
And it would have been a big help to get that fresh arm back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, you're 100% right about that, and the bullpen wasn't so good yesterday. I mean, now the kid Tarpley comes in and gets the job done, strikes out the side to save the game in the 10th inning. But you're right. You know, I mean, Kahnle did not have a good game yesterday. Adovino gave one up yesterday. You know, but you're right. I mean, they used a lot. Now you lose another starting pitcher. I understand.
And it puts
there's cause for concern.
Yeah, and it puts an emphasis on, and I think they will, the Yankees going out and getting a starting pitcher.
They're getting a pitcher. There's no doubt in my mind they will. Shocked if they don't.
No, they will, but here's the question.
Who is it going to
be? Who is it? Because a few years ago, one of the guys they acquired was Lance Lynn. I mean, if they acquire Lance Lynn, that's not exactly the answer.
Yeah.
If they go out and they get Madison Bumgarner, despite his run-in with Max Muncy the other day, and the fact that Bumgarner's obviously wrong, I think we all know that, then it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if the guy you add is on a much lesser level, if it's a Lance Lynn-like arm, then I think a lot of Yankee fans aren't going to be thrilled.
Well, we know it's not Dallas Keuchel.
We know
it won't be him.
Unless the Braves fall out of it very quickly.
I'll have to be pretty fast.
But yesterday, on so many levels, was just a weird baseball game. Baseball's a weird sport to begin with, but think about this. Shane Don't Call Me Justin Bieber dominates the first 5 guys he faces, right? I'm telling you, 5 batters into the game, I'm thinking, holy mackerel. And you know, part of the reason why I was saying holy mackerel, Joe, is I was facing him in fantasy. I didn't want to deal with
that.
What
a surprise.
What a surprise. So Bieber goes 5 up, 5 down. Yankee fans, I'm with you. I'm in the same boat. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking this guy's going to pitch a perfect game. That's what I'm thinking.
Come on.
Dude, did you see the first 5 batters?
I don't care what.
Strikeout, ground out, strikeout. He looked dominant.
Great. He could have had like 3 immaculate innings in a row, and I would say he's not going to pitch a perfect game.
All right, a perfect game is too far. I'll admit that. So it's 2 outs, nobody on. All right, they're running into a good young arm, and he is a good young arm. Clint Frazier, who's hitting the cover off the ball.
Yeah, he is.
Base hit. Okay, all right, great. They got a hit. No perfect game. Joe's right. Brett Gardner plants one.
Yep.
And good for Gardner, because Brett Gardner had some weekend. Not only is he an 0-for-22 slump, he throws the helmet against the dugout wall. The helmet comes back, hits him in the face. He needs 6 stitches. He needs 6 stitches. So Brett was due and needed it. He hits a 2-run home run. Okay, wow. Oh, wow. Okay, so Bieber, he just retired 5 in a row. The Yankees answered. But that's not all. Walk, hit, walk. 2-run double by, who was it, Luke Voit? And Shane Bieber, after retiring the first 5, I mean, how often do you see this? Retires the first 5 and doesn't get another out.
and he's out of the game. I mean, it was bizarre. It was just, that's not really that normal in baseball.
So
you don't
see
that.
You felt a lot better because now you didn't have to worry about Bieber now.
Oh, did I feel better?
Yeah, you were happy.
I was having a party, as were Yankee fans, because sure. Chad Green does his job,
right,
Nestor
right.
Cortez right. Jr.
Right.
I mean, Mike, is he Nestor Cortez Joe or is he Sandy Koufax? I'm confused. Nine up, nine down. Guy's dominant. Yankees are up 5-0. I mean, this game is over, right? Aren't we all thinking the game is over? Everybody's thinking that. You're thinking that. Everybody's thinking it. Just shut up, Ernie. You're thinking it too. Come on.
I was not thinking
you
that.
You handed the baseball to Tommy Canley up 5-0. Now, here's the problem.
A lot of innings out of the bullpen. That's why I was worried.
Okay. All right, then you had a lot of foresight. Now, the Yankee offense goes to sleep. It's like, hey, we got the 5 runs off Bieber. Let's call it a night. That's a problem. And then Tommy Canley comes in, and boy, what was the Indian scouting report? It was swing at the first pitch. Because, Joe, they went after the first pitch. I think it was 4 batters in a row. And it was home run, out, base hit, 2-run home run. I think Tommy Canley threw 7 pitches, and it was 5-4. It hit you like a strike of lightning. And from that moment, obviously your confidence takes a little bit of a hit because now it's a 5-4 game in the 6th inning. Ottavino gives up the home run to Jake Bowers. I don't know if Ottavino realizes that every batter in America swings 3-0 because he threw a 3-0 fastball right down the middle.
Most do now. That's
everybody.
For sure.
Pitcher swing 3-0.
Yes.
I mean, that's how it's everybody.
No, I understand.
And then when the Yankees get the run in the top of the 9th inning on the Frazier sack fly, I mean, the way Chapman has pitched this year, you sort of have confidence that the game is over. But Aaron Boone did something that didn't make a lot of sense to me. And again, I understand that when you win, we forget about these things. It doesn't matter. Luke Voit is on base, all right? Now, Luke Voit is not fast, right? Do we all agree with that? Not a speedy guy. He's on base. He's the winning run or the lead run in the 9th inning. He doesn't pinch run for him. So when Gary Sanchez rips that double, he doesn't score. And he doesn't score because he doesn't send out a pinch runner for him. And I'm thinking, all right, he doesn't want a pinch run for Voit. They don't have a lot of guys on their bench. Okay, that's fine. Score the run anyway. Bottom of the 9th inning, he takes Luke Voit out of the game for defense. Did you pick up on that, Earn? Did that make any sense to you?
No.
Okay.
No.
You didn't pick up on it or it didn't make sense?
It didn't make sense.
Okay. So the best part is, and I'm not blaming Didi. I love Didi. He brings in Didi to play defense.
Right, right, right. He makes the error.
And Didi makes the error, which right. I have no second guess, first guess of that. You do bring Didi in. But if you're going to take Voit out.
Well, Chapman also made an error, too, in the inning as well.
He did. So. No question. Yeah. No doubt about that. He made that bad throw.
Yep.
And that's on him. That's not on DJ LeMay, who moved over to play first base. He was also all over the place. His control was a little bit off in this game.
Right.
But if you're going to take Luke Voit out for defense, which I'm in favor of, why
you
wouldn't
pinch
you
run
pinch
for
run for
no,
him?
It makes no sense. I mean, there's no reason.
Okay.
You're 100% right.
All right. So
if
that
you
was,
can take him out anyway, you might as well. You got to pinch it. You got to pinch run for him there. I'll
absolutely. And give Chapman credit for this. After Didi makes the error, he settles down and gets the strikeout of Mercado, who's a good-looking young player. I don't mean good-looking physically. I mean, I'm sure he's
fine.
No,
we understand.
But good-looking young player.
We know what you mean.
And give the Yankees credit. They score a run on the top of the 10th inning. And because baseball's baseball, Stephen Tarpley, who's only called up because Domingo Herman goes on the injured list, is the guy who comes in with a 1-run lead against the heart of the
order.
Strikes out the side.
Yep.
So on a lot of levels, that baseball game yesterday afternoon was bizarre. It was long. It was long as hell. It was 4 hours almost. But that was just on every level weird. It was just a weird baseball game.
Yeah. They needed a win there. You know, you don't want to get swept in Cleveland after you lose 2 out of 3 in Toronto. They needed a win. And they got it done. They really did.
Oh, absolutely. And
from a Met fan point of view, I'm glad they won yesterday. I really don't want to play the Yankees coming off a 3-game losing streak. You know, and they just got swept and losing, you know, what it would have been, 6 out of 7
at that point. 6 out of 7, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I think when you look at a 162-game baseball season, it's so long that every team, no matter how good, no matter how bad you are, you're going to have your hot streaks, you're going to have your cool streaks. It's a matter of how many hot streaks you have and how sustained they are. The Yankees were clearly going to cool off. They've had a lot of injuries.
Sure, of course they were.
10 times better than we thought. And what you need to do during these kinds of stretches is survive it. And I thought that salvaging the last game in Toronto is a part of surviving it. Salvaging this game is surviving it. 2-4 is not great, but 0-6 is worse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And Tampa just doesn't go away either. Let's not forget about the Rays, who to me, it's stunning that the Rays are right there tied with the Yankees.
And look who they beat this
weekend. The Red Sox.
They beat the Boston Red Sox.
Yep. Yep.
So you're right. They're hanging in there. They're tied for first place. But I think if you're the Yankees, you take a deep breath. I don't think it's a bad thing for this game to get rained out for them to kind of take that deep breath and say, okay. And kind of recoup here? Because you are facing, and we'll get to the Mets. I don't know what the Mets are. I mean, are they a good team? Are they a bad team? Are they a mediocre
team? Right now, they're a team that's a basically a one game under 500 team. That's mediocre. What I would say they are. Right,
right, that's what they are.
They're a mediocre team. Right, right now, that's what they are. They're fortunate that the division has not gotten away from them, that they're only five games out of first place.
Yeah, no question. No question. And with the Yankees, what's going to be really intriguing, because, you know, we touched on it, they're going to add a pitcher. It's a matter of what level pitcher and when. It's not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be next week. That was one of the perks that I know a lot of Yankee fans had about Dallas Keuchel, that if you sign him within a week or two, he'll be up at the major league level. We'll see how effective he is. Most trades happen in mid to late July. They don't happen in the middle of June.
Right.
But here's a good news for you. Even if you hate new age baseball, the Yankees have now had four games in which they've used the opener, and they're 4-0.
Yeah.
It's worked.
Well, when you got their bullpen, you know, I'm not surprised that that would be the case.
But you know what's funny about it? You're right. You're definitely right.
They weren't good yesterday. I understand that. Canley gave it up. Ottavino, like you said, gave up a home run. I get it. But still, when you got those kind of guys, you feel pretty confident.
You feel comfortable, but you need to get outs from guys that you don't normally rely on. And if you look at a few of their opener victories, David Hale one time. Nestor Cortez. Yeah.
Tarpley
to finish it. But in the middle of the game, you got to get eight, nine outs usually from a middle guy who's not someone you usually rely on. And credit to Nestor Cortez, credit to David Hale a couple of weeks ago. They've contributed in stepping up, because I think that's what the Yankees will do if they need to fill that rotation spot. They can get through a week without needing a starter because of the off days. And if they want, they could push everybody up a day. But if they miss Herman for an extended period of time, sure, you could call up Chance Adams and let him start. He's pitched well down in the minor leagues. Or you could do the opener thing. Because as much as we may not like it or be comfortable with it, it's worked. The Yankees are 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. They're 4-4.
Yep.
And by the way, I know this is a broken record, DJ LeMahieu is remarkable.
Wow.
Because his runners, his statistics with runners in scoring position are just completely off the charts.
I'm going to say it again. He's been the best free agent signing in baseball this year, in my mind. I'm trying to think of a better one. You probably know better than me. I mean, he's been unbelievable. And to me, he's been the MVP of the team. He's been phenomenal. He's batting, 480 runs in scoring position?
It's up there.
Something like
that. It's close to 500.
Right. It's close to 480. He's close to 500.
Yeah, and I think it's five straight hits now with runners in scoring
position.
So he's been unbelievable for the Yankees.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.